Track 16, the TV star Mike Liggins remembers his radio days with the Beeb.
I'm often asked if I miss broadcasting, and the answer is sometimes. I miss the good bits, and I don't really miss the bad bits. I started my career in local radio, and I do think about presenting radio shows sometimes. It didn't happen all that often, but I do remember that wonderful feeling when radio goes right, a bit like catching a wave on a surfboard, exhilarating and great fun. I don't listen to radio much these days. It was always more fun to do it, but I do listen in the car from time to time. Recently, I was listening to BBC Radio Norfolk when reporter Ed Smith came on. He'd been sent to Wyndham and had ended up interviewing the owner of an ironmonger's, C.C. Clements and Sons, which was celebrating 150 years in business. It was lovely, gentle listening, and I arrived home partway through the interview, but stayed in my car until it had finished. What a gift BBC local radio is, and what a terrible mistake it was to dismantle it. As you may know, the BBC decided to divert money away from local radio to help support an expansion of its online news service. The bosses thought it was the right thing to do. I didn't. BBC Radio Norfolk is still going strong, of course, and I'm a big fan of the Norwich City output. It's everything local radio should be. Well-informed, funny, a bit risky on occasions, but above all, rooted in the community. And why does all this matter? Because the BBC is now fighting for its survival, and I think local radio should be a part of the future, not just the past. To retain public support, the corporation has to be distinctive. It has to offer something different from the big streamers like Netflix and Amazon. For me, local radio and regional TV news has always been the heart and soul of the BBC. I don't get the feeling current BBC bosses believe that anymore. A few more thoughts about the future of the BBC, if I may. It is in real trouble now, and if we don't fight for it, we will lose it, and that would be a tragedy. Just imagine British life without the BBC. Okay, some programmes would survive on other channels, and some of our favourite presenters and actors would find work elsewhere. But imagine a world without BBC News, Radio 4, Radio Norfolk, Match of the Day, Test Match Special, Desert Island Discs, Greg James on Radio 1, Children in Need, and the list goes on and on. The BBC is far from perfect. Some truly terrible mistakes have been made in recent years, and I'd like to see some real change. I'm not an expert on the licence fee or corporate governance, but I did work for dear old auntie for 35 years or more, and I know it well, warts and all, the good, the bad and the ugly. It's lost a lot of confidence in recent years, and it needs to be bold. It needs to fight its own corner and tell the forces in this country who do not wish it well to take a running jump, frankly. It also needs to sell itself more. Gone are the days when it could let the output speak for itself. The BBC has a great story to tell, so I urge the current staff to tell it. We don't always appreciate things in life until they're gone, do we? That applies to almost everything. People spring to mind, of course, but we're in the habit of losing other things too, and if we lose the BBC, we'll never get it back. Others might not miss it. Maybe you wouldn't, but I would.
Thank you, Mike. So that brings us to the end of this month's Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine, and I do hope you've enjoyed the listen. Thanks go to contributors Nick Aitchison, Oscar Lawrence, Katie Pearson, Yolanda Rocklin, Ella Walker, Margaret Bracknell and Chris Armstrong, to columnist Nina Nana and Mike Liggins, and to editor Emma Lee. Also to our readers, John Francis, Kevin Ford, Carolyn Wood and Olivia Bradford, and sound recordist Catherine Rose. I leave you with the hope of brighter and drier weather to come, and say goodbye until next time from your editor, Sally Abbott.